Hello.
Hey, Donald.
Yeah.
Hey, Donald, it's Zach. Giving you a call. We talked
Sure.
earlier.
I can't understand you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we talked earlier about your property on Dickens Road.
Today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're the guy I talked to earlier. I got you.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Well, I'm seeing if we can put something together here. We're familiar with the house and
Do what? I'm sorry.
what's that?
I didn't hear what you said. Put something together, what?
If we can put something together here. We're obviously looking to buy more properties in that area, and we have some. So, if we can make some work, then great. And if not, then that's okay too.
Well, we'd rather make something work, right?
Absolutely. it's just got to obviously make sense for the both of us.
I got you. So, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, are you living there currently?
No, I'm not there right now, but it's
Not occupied.
not really, sort of, but not really. It's
Okay.
not rented.
Okay. Okay, cool. You're getting rent on it, you said.
Say that again?
You said you're getting rent on it?
No, I said it's not rented.
Oh, not rented. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you tell me what's your timeline looking like?
It's going to be at least, toward the end of the year, but I can start conversation now, and it takes a little bit sometimes to make this stuff work and figure it all out.
So I guess my question is, what would be, stopping you from selling it now versus waiting till the end of the year?
Because I'm out of town for a month, month and a half, and I have stuff I need to move out of the unit and all.
Okay, that's fine. So I mean, let's just say we were let's say we made sense of this thing. I mean, and then just close, January of 2025. I mean, would that be something that you'd be interested in doing? I don't mind doing a long close date.
Yeah, that doesn't that's better for me.
Okay,
That's
yeah,
what I think.
we can work with that.
I know a lot of you guys wanna, try to hit it and go right quick, but yeah, I need a little time just 'cause I gotta move some stuff out and
Right. No, that's completely understandable. And for us, it's we don't have just unlimited funds. So, if we're gonna do something, then I'd rather know that we're gonna do something so I can put it aside, if that makes sense.
right. I've got a friend that's a hard money lender. If y'all need a hard money lender.
It would be cash, but obviously, like I said, if we're gonna close at the end of the year, then I have to kind of account for that. So let's just say, okay, so we can agree for, the first of the year of next year, and I mean, obviously, you need some updates, need some work, obviously, so. I'm sure you're familiar with that Dumbarton Road. We have several properties over there.
A friend of mine died and left one to him. Another friend at 2828 Dumbarton Road. I do know Dumbarton well.
Okay. Well, what makes sense for you? I mean, you know, we can agree to the close date. That's not a problem. I mean, you know, I buy, you know, and I know you probably don't care about it, but, you know, we buy about 20 houses a month, just to kind of let you know the level of, that we kind of to buy at. So what, I mean, what are you hoping to, you know, really get out of this thing?
As much as possible within reason.
Yeah, well, I mean, can't blame you for that.
And you want to pay as little as possible within reason.
Well, no, see, that's not necessarily true. I believe that there needs to be a winner on all sides of the table, you know, so that's why, you know, if we can put something together, great, and if not, then, you know, that's okay, too. You know, we're not looking to just, you know, give you an offer of, let's just say, $150,000, you call me a jerk, and then we not talk again. I'd rather, you know, be able to really work something out, and I think we can. You know, we work with people all the time that, you know, have properties that, you know, they just don't need anymore. So, you know, it's just, you know, a number that works for you and me, you know, that's just what we have to kind of see if we can make do.
Do you know what the assessment on that property is?
The last time I checked, I think it was 230.
It's 240 something plus new assessments.
I'm sorry, actually, 233.
That must be 2023, because 2024 is 240 something.
Right.
But I can tell you this. Did I talk to you earlier and tell you that that properties can have a lot on both sides of the house?
Yeah, we talked about.
Well, I talked to a bunch of people. I wasn't sure if that was you
yeah.
were the person that talked to this. I mean, I talked
right.
to two or three people.
Right.
Anyway, it can be a buildable lot on both sides of the house. And
mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example, and I'm not trying to beat you up, but I'm not going to give it away, but I'm not going to try to get every last dollar. I have two offers over 300 right now.
Wow.
I own a little house across the street.
Uh-huh.
That little house across the street's on a half an acre.
Are you selling that?
Say again?
Are you selling that too?
No. It's on a half an acre. It's a 800 or 900 square foot house.
Mm-hmm.
The assessment on that is about 240. This house is assessed for about the same, but it is on an acre 1.88 acres, has two buildable lots, potential for a buildable lot on each side of the house. So, you know, if the one across the street's assessed at 240, I know it's worth more than 240.
Mm.
And if this one has two buildable lots and it's bigger and it's got a 20 by 50 shed behind it and a 20 by 20 lean-to, then this house is easily worth 300 plus. So, you know, I already have two offers above 300, so, you know.
So let me ask you this. Would you be interested in selling the house, you know, and then selling the lot, you know, making it three separate transactions?
Well, the reason I don't really want to do that, and why would you want to do that? Let me ask that.
Well, for one, you know, just for my future plans, and also,
you talk about selling them at different times.
Just you never know what life brings you, and you know, just buying it all together would make me more comfortable buying, you know, buying them separately, meaning, you know, if we
Okay.
can do something, you know, on all three of them, which I think we can do something, you know.
Well, here's the problem with that scenario. For one, the lots are not technically divided. It's all one property right now. You got to go through the process of getting them divided, which I would have to do, and I don't really want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm
lost
not
money out
gonna
of pocket.
say that again.
It's money out of pocket and
Well, it's not that so much. It's just I'm 68 years old. I had cancer a couple of years ago, and I just, you know, I'm comfortable. I'm gonna let the property go just because I'm tired of dealing with it. I don't need the money. I always like money like the rest of us do, but I just don't need to deal with it anymore. I paid less than $50,000 for it back in 1992, but I just don't have the desire to divide it and go through the process and the BS. And, you know, it's not something I want to do. Here's the other reason, and the primary reason. That's my primary residence. And if I sell it, I'm gonna do a, I can walk with the without paying capital gains on it, and I would rather not divide it because that's probably gonna complicate the capital gains sale and all that stuff. So I just
Right.
assume selling is one
Let
piece.
me ask
Say
you this.
again?
The people that have offered you know, 300,000, I mean, have they looked at it?
Oh yeah, one guy lives within a quarter mile away, and he's a flipper, and yes, he's very interested in it. He's offered me more than 300,000. Both offers are more than 300 grand. But for instance, like I was telling you, that one across the street, it's assessed for about the same thing, and it's on a half an acre. It's right across the street from 5313. It's 5318.
Right.
It's a half. It's on a half an acre, and it's a small house. It's smaller than this other house. Granted, the 5313, the one we're talking about, needs work.
Right.
But it also has a 20 by 50 shed and a 20 by 20 lean-to attached to that, so it's got, you know, a fair amount of property. So let's look at it this way. You take 1.88 acres, you make the house, the house we're talking about, 5313, put it on 0.88 acres, and you still have a half acre on both sides, which is the same size as what's across the street as buildable lots. So you have a much bigger piece of property than half an acre. You got almost 9/10 of an acre if you took, you know, if you
Let me
divided
ask
that
you this
off.
then. Would you be interested in selling the house and basically, you know, partnering without you doing anything, that we cut off the lots and, you know, build new homes and, you know, you collect profit that way? You know, I'm not sure exactly, you know, I imagine you want to get as most out of the property as possible. And
Not necessarily. I just what I don't want to do, Zach, is I just so I, and what you're talking about, I'm open to, you know, flexibility, like, you know, partnering and doing that, or yeah, let's y'all divide it. We'll sell the house, or somebody even offered to me that, and this is one of the two people that have made offers that, you know, they divide the property. We keep the property in my name. They fix it up, you know, we have a contract that they fix it up, and then we sell it, and I get a piece of the profit. The reason I don't want to do all of that, and I'm a pretty open-minded person, is just because it's going to be sold as my primary residence. I've got a $50,000 cost basis. I can take 250 on top of that 50,000 that I paid for it in 92. I paid actually a couple thousand. I paid like 49,000, so I could take almost 300 grand, principal residence, and walk,
Right.
and without complicating everything. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be difficult. If this wasn't being sold as primary residence, I'd be open to all that. You
Yeah,
know, let's.
you're being very straightforward, and I appreciate it. I'll be honest with you. You know, I don't know who had offered you, you know, the, the 300 or over 300. I mean, that is a really good offer, and I'm not sure that I could even compete with 300.
Well, look at it this way. Two of the lots are probably worth about 100 grand a piece, at least 80 to 100 a piece. So, there's 200. So you're talking about a house and another 3/4 of an acre for, less than 100,000. If you're talking about, you say 300,000. So, 100 for the house and a big shed and 3/4 of an acre or 9/10 of an acre. And then you got two 80 to $100,000 lot. So, quite frankly, and I'm not being, I'm not. I know friends in real estate, and they feel like that property could be pushed to from 350 to 400. So, and I'm not going to try to get every last dollar out of it. I know how the market is. I own other properties, and I'm not going to put it with a realtor. I've sold three houses in the last three and a half years by just putting a sign up, and they sold. I got my number. And I didn't get greedy. I said, okay, I'm gonna pull the trigger because this person's giving me a reasonable offer.
Okay.
So I could put a sign up in front of that house, investment property, potential two lots, house, make offer. And I bet I could, because that's,
So I mean, would you wouldn't even con would you consider anything less than 300?
no,
Okay.
I've already been offered more than 300, so why would I consider, And it's nothing personal, but why would I take less if I've been offered more?
I really, I didn't know if they were in a reputable buyer and you knew them and they can
Oh
actually
yeah.
perform.
Yeah,
So I
I
guess
have
my question
no
then,
doubts about it.
what, even if we were to, let's just say, come to, three hundred, 301, something like that, what would be the main difference with working with me versus someone else if you've already been offered that?
Well, the one guy wanted to write a contract before I left town. I spend summers in Maine. I'm in Maine right now. I have a lake house in
Okay.
Maine. I have a lake house in Maine. I've got two other properties up here. I spend summers up here and just to get out of that damn heat in Virginia. But they wanted to write a contract before I left. And I said, no. And they said, well, why don't you let me go ahead and start developing the lots? And I won't touch, the house or the shed. And I said, don't want to do that. I don't want anybody on the property until I get back and, clear my stuff out. I just don't want 5, 10 construction people around because this ends up missing. Not that I have anything real valuable there, but next thing you know, I don't know what happened to that. I don't want to put up with that crap. I'm just not going to put up with something disappeared and nobody knows. And it's just, I just as soon get my stuff out of there. And I do the sale, and you can have at it. And that's what I did. Are you at a computer right now, Zach?
Oh yeah, I got everything pulled up, brother.
Yeah, pull up 5305 Bethlehem. And I sold that in February. And real quick, because I know you could care less, but I'll just brief. We'll just have a conversation. I started getting calls last year, like late August, 1st of September, just like now. And I talked to about 10 of you guys. I had a list of about 10 of you guys. The property was assessed at 140, about 4 or 5, 6, something like that. And I was telling you guys, I was being nice, but I was going, look, I'm not going to sell it for less than 150. And this was all over a period of about a month. And I said, I'm not bad. They wanted to send me the contract right then because I had multiple offers for the assessment. That property, did you pull it up? Are you pulling it up or no?
Yep, I'm looking.
Okay, so it's a piece of crap. It really is. It's a piece of junk. And I didn't want to fix it. It had to be torn down if you wanted to develop two lots. And of course, are you in Richmond?
Yes, sir, Ashlyn.
Okay, so you know Bethlehem and Staples Mill, where they're building that mega Midtown project. That's only about 1/4 to 1/2 a mile from Libby to Staples Mill on Bethlehem. It's a major, major project. It's called Midtown. You familiar with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this 5305 Bethlehem's like a quarter mile from Bethlehem, no more than a half. I mean, it's probably a third of a mile at most from Bethlehem. Anyway, end of story. People kept calling. I had their names down, and I was, you know, saying I'm not going to sell it for less than 150. Well, I'll send you a contract rate. And finally, I got a couple 150 offers. I got three 150 offers. And then I was telling people that, well, I'll send you a contract right now. I said, I'm in the remote part of Maine. I'm on a flip phone. I have no communication, and I'm not going to do it until I get back. As soon as I get back, I'll sign a contract with whoever's giving me the best offer within reason.
So basically, what I'm hearing is you're not ready to sign anything right now.
I'm not going to sign anything until I get back to Richmond. I'll sign something as soon as I get back, which is a little over a month. But the end of story, Zach, is by the time I got back, I was offered 170, and I didn't want to keep pushing it because I didn't want to be greedy. But I told the guy, I said, if you honor that offer, because I've got other offers, I don't have a 170, but if you want to pay 170, and RVA Properties bought it for 170. So I got $20,000 more than the 150 I wanted. I wasn't expecting that. All I really wanted was 150. So I wasn't being greedy, but then I didn't want to push it. So, yeah. No, I can't sign a contract because of where I am. I'm 2 hours from Bangor. There is another small town, but I'm not running up there to try to sign a contract. I'll sign a contract in mid-October, late October when I get back if I get what I want. So,
are you familiar with DocuSign?
But I got a flip phone. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. You know, I have no way to do any of that stuff.
Okay.
So,
makes
you know,
sense.
That's where I am. But you're talking like 300, and I've got two offers over 300. Like I said, you know, and I'm not trying to be an asshole.
No.
I can put a sign in front of that place and, you know, potential two lots, house, shed, you know, make an offer. And, you know, you guys are, don't take this wrong, you guys are a dime a dozen. There's so many damn people you try to do flips these days, it's crazy. So, matter of fact, after I sold the one on 5305 Bethlehem, I called the guy back that had reached out to me, the cold caller, nice guy, Robert Matthews, and I called him back, and he brought somebody, another person, not RVA Property, but somebody else over, and they bought 5409, which is in my girlfriend's name. And they paid over the assessment price for that. I was like, okay. And they bought it all in about 10 minutes. We walked in the house, and so I looked at it for about 10 to 15 minutes, and I'd replaced some of the windows, and I had about four or five windows. He said, will you leave the windows? I said, yeah, I have no use for those windows. They were ordered specifically for this house. But I had cancer. I just lost my damn desire to keep fixing. We went outside, wrote a contract. He's fixed it up, and that's been sold at $329. And it's a little rancher, 5409. So he bought it for over over 200, fixed it up for 40,000, 50,000, and sold it for 329. So he made decent money in 3 or 4 months. It's already been sold. It's pictures on Zillow.
Right. So what I would be interested in is doing, you know, maybe a, you know, we buy the property at an agreed price. And then maybe we, you know, we split the lots up and we sell them and we, you know, make money, you know, and I think that would be.
When you say we, are you talking about you and me or somebody else?
Me and my partner.
Okay. I wasn't sure who you were referring to when you said we. Yeah, I got you. But, you know, like I say, you're talking 3301, you know, you're not there. And, you know, with all due respect, you're just not there. I have two other people that are over 300.
Right. And, I mean, if you can do, you know, if you're willing to partner on it, then I think that the 300 would be doable because, you know, if we're going to, you know, put the money into the lot and, you know, that type of thing, you know, it's got to be room on the table for everybody. So
I understand, but see, that's what I don't want to do.
You make more than 300 because of the lot.
Say that again.
You would be making more than 300 because of the lot.
I understand, but I, you know, then I have to get involved, and I'm not sure how
you can stay out of it, honestly, if you just want to be
silent partner. I get it, but
yeah.
The problem is I don't know how that would complicate just my personal residence sale by dividing it up. I would have to talk to my attorney to find out, because I don't want to mess up my primary residence sale and getting my exemption for $250 and the cost basis, which was less than, might as well call it $50,000. So basically, you know, whatever over $300, I have to pay taxes on. $300, I don't have to pay any taxes up to $300.
Sure.
Just because primary residence, I've owned it forever, I've lived there, I file taxes there, I get mail there, you know, all that. So I'm going to take advantage of that $300 cost basis and a single person. I'm not married, so single person exemption. Make sense?
Yes, sir. Well, what I'd like to do is I would like to, you know, continue the conversation. Like you said, you're not ready to do anything now. But I would like to continue the conversation at, you know, more appropriately at a better time. That way, you know, we can put all options on the table. You know, we buy houses and land, and we do them very, you know, customized. So, you know, if we can make something work where, you know, we get, you know, get you in, and you know you're making more money because of the, you know, the lots and all that, then you know I'm more than willing to continue that conversation. So
yeah. I am as well. So you know it's a good, it's a good. It's not like, you know, you're wasting my time. I'm fine with that. I don't mind. You know, my girlfriend says, "Why the hell do you talk to those people?" I said, "You know, I have connections that way. I mean, they learn things. I learn things. We get along. We get something done. You know, you can't some of these deals you can do all in a matter of 10 minutes and make $50,000, but some of them take a while, and you know they work out. So
yeah.
you got to be patient.
Well, here's what we'll do. When do you get back in town?
I'm not sure. I leave sometime in October, but not the 1st of October. At least. I don't leave here until at least the middle of October, so, you know, I'm here for another month probably at least.
So how about I reach out to you on October 1st just to check in, just to let you know we're still interested.
Yeah,
and
that's not a problem.
And then we can, when you get back into town, we can kind of meet up and then, you know, just kind of go from there.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I don't have a specific date because, you know, it has to do with the weather. If the weather gets colder than hell, I'm like, all right, it's time for me to get the hell out of here. I don't need to be here anymore. But if it's beautiful and the leaves are looking beautiful and the, like, it's a beautiful week up here last week and this week. It's all high pressure. It's 70, 75, and fishing's good. I'm working on one of my places, and, you know, there's no need to be in Richmond, but you know, I gotta come back eventually. But yeah, I won't be here past the end of October, but I won't leave probably before the middle of October, so that gives you a window.
Okay.
All right. Give me a call in October, we'll talk again.
All right, buddy. Well, before you do anything, before you sell it, I would love to be able to have the opportunity, because I think we can bring, you know, you want the most money. I think that we can work something out. You know, we specialize in this. So,
and I am not going to sell it before I get back. So, you know, it's not like I'm going to.
You said you're not going to sell it before you get back and talk with me?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, just call me 1st of October, but I'm not going to sell it before the 1st of October. I mean, before I get back into town. It's not going to.
All right. All right. Well, I'll take your word on it. And as long as we get the opportunity to see if we can make something work, I think it could be beneficial to both of us.
All right. And the other part of that is you're talking about maybe, you know, dividing the house and, you know, I'd have to talk to my attorney, which, you know, I'm not going to talk to him over the phone. I'd wait till I got back. I could talk to him over the phone, but I'd rather, you know, I go in his office, he'll pull the stuff up, but just let him know that, you know, this is what I'm thinking about doing, but it's a primary residence kind of thing. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, we'll figure it out. I got you on the books for the 1st of October.
All right. Give me a call.
All right, brother. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
All right, Jack. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
We'll see you. Bye.